Freestyle Travel. Hey everybody, this is Kenny here, Kenny Flannery, host of this Freestyle Travel show. And last I left you, I was in Alabama after having gone to 75 breweries, hitchhiking and walking through Florida, and a little bit in the Bahamas. And yeah, I was on my way to Mississippi, and I got some more beer stuff to talk to you about. So that's what this episode's going to be a little bit about. What I've been doing here in Mississippi, dog sitting, as well as the beer show I've got coming up, which some of you may know about already, called Hopping, the Backpack and Beer Adventure. Filmed a sort of a pilot season at the end of 2019, and this time next month, I'll be filming season two. So I'm going to tell you all about it, but right off the bat, if you're listening to this before on May 5th, early, which is in like 4 or 5 days from now, so... if you want to and feel like supporting the show, you can go to kickstarter.com. I'll put a link in the description, but it might just be easier to go to kickstarter.com and search for Hopping, Hopping Beer Adventure, Hopping Backpacking Beer Adventure. You'll get there. And yeah, we're almost to our goal on that Kickstarter. Actually, we got a little ways to go, but 5 days, I'm hoping we'll get there. So if you want to jump in there and do anything you can, $10 to $100 to freaking $1,000 and put us over the top. Whatever you want to do. Depending on what you do, we'll give you a shout out on the show or send you some beer mugs. There's a whole bunch of different reward tiers on there. But I will talk about that and the show itself, which I'm just really excited for. And yeah, and this time next month, we'll be in Colorado getting after it. So yeah, was I? Alabama, and then I was coming here to Mississippi, so let me just tell you all about that. Also, at the end of the show, I just want to talk about Trust Roots a little bit, because they just released a really cool feature we've all been waiting for. So, after I tell you what I've been doing here and the plans for the show, I'll get into that Trust Roots thing just a little bit. So, good times. If you don't know what Trust Roots is, it's a hosting site, kind of like Couchsurfing. Cool. All right, let's get into all of it. Let's go. All right, so yeah, Alabama. That's where I last left you off. And my next idea from there was to come to Mississippi, drop in on my friend in Biloxi. Wasn't sure how long I was going to be here. Could have been just a night. And ended up being a little longer than that. So the idea was I was going to go see my friend Christian, because he was telling me that he was going to sell everything, house included, and kind of move onto the road, into an RV or some such with the fam, and just kind of live nomadically. It's like, all right, that's freaking awesome. Just so happens Christian, his house is where I've used as a base to make my bivy packs from time to time, the backpack that turns into a tent. And all that stuff is still here, unfinished packs, all the finished packs. Like when someone goes to freestyletravelgear.com, kind of like the name of the show, but instead of show, it's Freestyle Travel Gear, and they order a backpack, I get a message, and then I send that message to him, and he's the one who actually physically mails out the bivy packs to people. So I wanted to come and clear that stuff out. He said he would mail it to wherever, and I've got somewhere he can mail it, and someone else who will do the mailing for me beyond. But I knew there's just scraps and other stuff that it's kind of not necessarily needed to be shipped anywhere. It's just kind of taking up space. So I just want to clear that stuff out. So I came to catch up with him and do that. And it turns out he was going to go on a 2 or 3 week little trip with his wife, just the two of them. Someone else a town away was going to watch their kids, actually another friend of mine. And they weren't sure what they were going to do with their dogs, and it just seemed like it'd be really convenient for them if I hung around and dog sat for them. So I was like, yeah, I'll do that. It's turning out to be a little bit longer than I thought, but only by like a week or so. So yeah, I hung out with them for a couple few days or however long that was, and they took off, and I've had this house to myself pretty much, which has been somewhat convenient, you know? It's not too often I get a house to myself, like, kind of nice, and especially with that Kickstarter I mentioned in the intro, just launching that, getting that all set up, getting the video done for it, trying to promote it a little bit in the show, and at this point we're so close to actually filming the show that now I actually have to be reaching out to the breweries that we're going to film with, and, you know, get in touch with them, see if they're down. So it's been kind of nice just to have this space to myself where I can just like hop on the computer and do whatever, not too many distractions. It's been good. And I think he's getting back. He could get back any time. He could get back while I'm recording this, to be honest. I'm not really sure. Today, tomorrow, next day, something like that. And then I'm also not sure what I'll be doing, but one way or another, I'll be getting up to New York to meet up with Nick and get him the equipment for the show and sort of touch base with him, and then race on out to Denver to be in Denver for the start of the show. I think Nick already got a plane ticket. I think I'll be hitchhiking there. I'm not sure how I'm doing what. I just know I'll be there when he's there. May 26th, I think, is our official start. So, yeah, I've just been getting super hyped for that. A lot of you who've listened to this probably know about the show. If you don't, we just backpack around to breweries and highlight the brewery. And Nick's never hitchhiked before up until the last season when we did it. So kind of broke him into that. So this will be kind of fun too, because he hasn't hitched or traveled like that since. It's been, you know, over a year since we did that. So it just is a really good time. And this time around, we're going to start in Denver, like I just said, and make our way to Portland. So looks like we're aiming to be in Portland by the 4th of July and kind of have like a season finale. I'm sure there'll be like fireworks involved, and I'm hoping to get in touch with a brewery that can brew a beer, like, in our honor, so to speak, like, for the show. That'd be pretty cool. And it's looking like we're going to end up visiting maybe some 20, 25 breweries along the way, thereabouts. Going through from Denver, probably up through Boulder, through Wyoming, might stop in Salt Lake along the way, Idaho, Washington, Oregon. Yeah, so just hitting all these spots. Like I said, I've been reaching out to the breweries. I don't want to mention them necessarily right now, even though a good five or six are like almost a definite yes. I just don't want to mention them just in case it falls through. But oh my God, there's some killers on this list. Like, pretty much I just reached out to my favorite breweries, and I'm pleasantly surprised with the positive responses I'm getting. I'm actually kind of blown away. I'm really, really stoked. Like, it's going to be absolutely incredible if one third of these breweries I'm most excited about are definitely in, and it sounds like they will be. So just been getting really fired up for that. And yeah, like I said, I've just had the time to sort of chill. It hasn't been all dormant since I've been here at the house, because I do know some other people in town, brewers. Actually, I actually did some filming at a brewery called Craft Advisory. Guy I know there owns that place. Super cool. Making better and better beer every time I see him. So I did some filming there, and I'm not sure how the next day or week is going to shake out or where I'm going to be going, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to be doing a book signing there at Craft Advisory. For some reason, you're listening to this and you're in Mississippi, come on out to Craft Advisory on Cinco de Mayo, and I should be there with a big old stack of books and maybe playing some episodes of Hopping on a Projector. That's a potential that's going to be going on. That's going to be really cool, because the last time I did that with that six-pack of Hitchhiking Stories book that I got, if you're not going to be in Mississippi, you can still get that book on Amazon. I got paperback, ebook, recorded an audiobook, One Drunken Night, a six-pack of Hitchhiking Stories. Just Google that. You'll find it. So, yeah, I did it once before at a brewery in California where I brought a stack of books and kind of did, like, the book tour sort of thing there, and it was really fun. I just ended up sharing travel stories with everybody who came and sat down, whether they bought a book or not. So it was just, like, a pretty cool hang. So I'm expecting something similar to that. So, yeah, since I've been here, I popped into that brewery a handful of times. I got another friend who's a brewer. I went to his spot, Fort Bayou, nearby there in Ocean Springs as well. Hanging with him. There's also a kind of brand new brewery called Fly Llama, which is a walking distance from this house that I'm at, less than 30 minutes on foot, and they're making really good beers as well, and it's nice to have that place real close, even though I probably won't be coming back, at least to this house. This is probably going to be the last time if dude doesn't indeed sell it here pretty quickly. So, yeah, but good to know that that brewery exists. So, yeah, I've just sort of been hanging with them and other friends different days. And then regular listeners of this show probably know the name Liz Stewart. She's been on the podcast two or three times, I think. And, yeah, so she came and hung out here for, was it a week or so? Something like that. She flew into New Orleans, made her way here, and then hung around here for a little bit. We had actually talked about doing an episode, just never got around to it. But yeah, she's been all over the place since I saw her last. And then the other day, a friend of hers was swinging through town to go to the Florida Keys, to Isla Mirada, actually, which is where one of the breweries I went to recently. And he was going to go fix some stuff up on his boat. And he stopped in just to grab her dinner and whatnot, and then decided just to scoop her along the way. So she went out with him to go hang on the boat, probably do some writing and whatever she's going to do out there. And, yeah, that's got to be pretty fun. I think she just got there yesterday or something like that. So she's off on her adventure. And, yeah, it's been a little trip being here. Gone a little crazy a couple times, you know, but mostly the productivity has outweighed the stagnancy of being in the same place for a few weeks now, and just getting excited about the show, all that stuff. So, yeah, it's been working out pretty good, and I'm excited to see Christian whenever he gets here. Like I said, today, tomorrow, next day, hopefully soon. I know he's picked up a lot of beers. He was in Oklahoma, and then I think he went up to Indiana and even New York, back down again. And yeah, he was telling me some of the beers that he picked up, a lot of prairie beers from Oklahoma, big old stouts, like some 12, 13, 14% jammers. That's going to be good. So just getting excited for beer and all that stuff. So if you haven't checked out the Hopping Show already, I definitely recommend that. You can check out the first season that we uploaded the whole thing for free on YouTube. So you can just watch it there, 8 episodes, 20 minutes each, thereabouts. Yeah, youtube.com/hopping. And as I mentioned, the Kickstarter is still running as long as it's before May 5th, 2021. Depends when you're listening to this. And yeah, I would just be absolutely stoked if you yeah, jumped in one which way or another. We got different rewards. That's kind of the way Kickstarter works. You offer rewards and people help support the show. So, got one reward where we'll send you a postcard from the road. Probably be all drunk and do it at a brewery. And probably get some beer stains on there for you. Send them out to you. Other rewards involve getting credits on the show. We're going to do some shout-out videos. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with that one this time. We did the same shout-out video last time. We kind of did it all at once. I think this time we're going to record shout-outs like throughout the whole trip and then edit it into a pretty badass video to kind of really give everyone a thanks. Yeah, it's all these different rewards, shirts and mugs, and if anyone's really feeling ballin', there's even like one big-time reward where you can actually choose any brewery in the country. And sort of forced me to go there and film an episode. I mean, as long as it's cool with the brewery. Even if it's not, I'll do it stealth. So, all the way up to that. Or, you know, associate producer credit. There's all this good stuff you can get on there. Yeah, so go ahead and do that. Make me enormously happy. Because I'm just like sitting here alone in the house. And I get a ding every time that happens. And I get stoked that someone's supporting the show. And yeah, 5 days to go. Let's do this. Six days to go, something like that. May 5th. That's it. So, yeah, that's kind of the whole month in a nutshell. Let me go to the outro, and there's a couple more things I want to tell you about. And it's a shorter episode. Yeah, for sure, this is a shorter episode. But yeah, I'll tell you a couple things in the outro about Trust Roots and some other stuff on my mind, and we'll move on. All right, cheers, guys. Alrighty, so yeah, I mean that's a shorter episode for sure, but I just wanted to you know, fill you in on how things are going with the show and all this dog sitting stuff. one thing I wanted to mention about Trust Roots. For those of you who don't know what Trust Roots is, maybe you know what couch surfing is. It's similar to that. Trust Roots is basically a hospitality network site, so when you're traveling, you can find people to stay with, or if you're in one spot yourself and you're up for hosting travelers, you can host people that are traveling through for 1, 2, 3 nights, whatever you're up for. There's no money exchanged. It's all just free and happy good times. If you are familiar with Trust Roots and couch surfing, in particular, you know that couch surfing has a reference system. Couch surfing, by the way, started charging money last summer, and a lot of people stopped using the site just because poor communication and all this other stuff. But I've been using it for years up until then, and one of the main features is references. So after I would stay with someone, I would leave them a reference, and they would leave me a reference, just like, yeah, had a great time. They showed me all around, really cool to talk to, into this, into that, blah, blah, blah. They'd reciprocate that. And Trust Roots didn't do that initially, and now they finally have. They're calling it experiences. So now, finally, you can get on there to Trust Roots, and after you stay with someone or someone stays with you, you can leave an experience. So they want to call it experiences, so it's a little less judgmental, I guess, because you're just, that's all you really are doing, is just talking about the experience that you had with someone, not necessarily, like, saying who they are or what they're about, because, you know, you just had a couple days with them. But yeah, pretty important, because that kind of lets you know, obviously, what someone's about, like, what kind of experience someone had with them, but also, like, how active they are, like, do they have one experience, do they have 20 experiences, like, how many people have they hosted, how recently have they hosted someone. All those little insights you'll now be able to get, and I just think it makes the site tremendously more useful, and I'm just hoping more and more people will be on there now, because it's also just social proof, too, to go on there and actively see that people are active and not just kind of guess. So I'm really, really stoked about that, and actually, they interviewed me, this guy Sean, volunteer for Trust Roots. It's all pretty much volunteer-based, the people working there. He interviewed me, and I'm the first video on their YouTube channel. Woohoo! So if you look around, you can find I think it's about a 40-minute interview he did with me, just asking me about my travels and how I've used Trust Roots, and, you know, he asked me all kinds of stuff, really. Just go to YouTube and type in Trust Roots Kenny Flannery. I'm sure it'll come up. Yeah, so just a little tip on that. Very good to know, I think. And yeah, that's all I want to say about that. And I always leave you with what I'm doing next. And I'm, like I said, I'm not totally sure. So I know for sure this time next month, at the end of May, I will be out in Colorado. So give me a shout if you're in Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins. We do kind of know our route a little bit. We are still making it up, and we'll kind of make it up on the fly. But at the same time, we got to get in touch with breweries and stuff a little bit ahead of time. What I'm thinking right now is we'll definitely start in Denver, go up through Boulder and Fort Collins, and then probably head to Salt Lake City and hit a brewery or two there. And then for sure go up to Alpine, Jackson Hole, that area. Then I was thinking Bozeman. And yeah, kind of making it up from there. A little bit of Missoula. I was thinking of heading down to Boise. And through Bend and up through Washington, probably as far up as almost the Canadian border, north of Seattle, eventually ending in Portland. That's the idea right now. We'll see how close we come to that. But if you're in any of those places, and you know a cool brewery, or you maybe want to host us, or just grab a beer, or just tell us something cool to see, yeah, give me a shout. Just let me know. Hit me up on any of the social media, Hobo Lifestyle, and, Hopping Show on Instagram for that in particular. You know how to find me. Should be great. Between now and Denver, like I was saying, not totally sure what's going on. I don't know. My buddy's going to get here anytime, and then I think we might go on like a little short trip and then possibly ride all the way up to New York together. Just waiting to see how that plays out, but I'm pretty sure I'll be in New York before I get to Denver, like almost positive, kind of have to get up there just to see Nick really quick. And yeah, obviously it's New York, so I got a lot of friends up there, family, so I'll try to see as many people as I can, whatever amount of time I have before I gotta skedaddle on to Denver. So should be good times. I'm excited. Hope you are. Once again, check out the Kickstarter if it's before May 5th, and I will just be ecstatic. If you add an extra $3 to your whatever you pledge, I'll know you heard it on the show. How about that? That'd be kind of funny. So instead of 10, maybe you do 13. Maybe instead of 25, you do 28. Or instead of 1,400, you do 1,403. I don't know. I think it's how much more we need to finish it up. But we got five days. Somehow, some way, it's all going to come through. But yeah, that'll just be a funny thing. You tag on $3, I'll know that you heard it here on the show. To whatever you pledge. Good times all around. I'm just stoked to actually be on the road drinking beer and filming it rather than raising money for it. But it's going to be good, and a good month between now and then, so I'm stoked. All right, I'll let you guys carry on, and podcast ended up being like 20 minutes or so. It's not bad. All right, till the next time, I will see you down the road. To hell with plans I made, I need a new escape. With all my shit straight, I'll get my big break.